Here we go again, going in with all the field marshals of the op-ed pages urging us on, all the tongues wagging, demanding that the United States get itself right back in the middle of the latest outrage from Mesopotamia. I'm sorry, from Mesopotamia and the Levant, or ISIS, or ISIL, or the Islamic State, or whatever we're calling what's been taken from Syria and Iraq today and is being held by the beheaders. So we go in with our planes bombing, if not exactly shock and awe, and not a single Arab country saying publicly it will be with us, certainly not in the air over Syria. And the United States not even daring to ask them, the Arabs, to do the dirty work on the ground. And yes, the bombs will work. People will die. There will be pictures in the world press of mothers holding babies and the wounded in hospital beds, and there will be an outcry against us. And the young of the Islamic and Arab world will begin slowly to choose sides with their people, who they really don't like, but will quietly cheer as they stand up to the great United States. And while I see it all happening again, see us getting drawn in again into the quicksand of Arabia, see us being blamed and hated, I recall again the feeling of anger I myself felt when I saw those two brave Americans face their executioners in the desert. And I want to hit the enemy so hard they'll wish they'd never even dared humiliate us this way. So I understand President Obama's resistance to the bugles of war, to those who yell charge from the comfort and safety of their word processors, their cubicles in the Heritage Foundation, or the American Enterprise Institute, or whatever lily pad available to people with the time and the complacence to pine for wars that others must fight. And this much I know, as Timothy Cardinal Dolan of New York recently wrote, the number one cause of World War II was World War I. And just as assuredly, the war we're about to fight will lead not to peace, but to another war. It happened when we ignited Al-Qaeda by putting tens of thousands of American troops into the Holy Land of Saudi Arabia, thereby desecrating Islam's holiest sites. It happened when we banished the Sunnis from leadership in Iraq, kicking their generals and other officers to the curb, only to have them rise up and join ISIS. Nothing is easier than to join with enthusiasm into the latest war, and nothing is harder than to think of how to avoid starting the next one. But that's what presidents are for, and what I believe I know this one is trying mightily to do amid all the cries for blood and a far scarier entanglement in the endless wars of the Mideast.